Green Bay Packers fans, welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We are getting ready to go camping this week here in the world of the Green Bay Packers. Getting ready for mini camp this week and talking about all things Green Bay Packers. Thank you, Leviticus 268. We had some technical issues to begin the show that Leviticus clued me into. All taken care of now, though. It's always an adventure here on Railbird Central. If you want to participate in today's show, please tweet with the hashtags CheeseheadTV or the hashtags Railbird, and those comments will get through to our live blog, or feel free to use the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. I do not believe your comments are being approved, do not use Cover It Live, or if you do, just be aware, I don't think your comments are being approved today, so you have to use Twitter, or in fact, you can call into the show if you want to participate that way, 347-352-0154. Talking about going camping this week, I suppose just briefly here, I want to run through the events that are going on today in the world of the Green Bay Packers, starting with the Clay Matthews Youth Football Camp. I think its technical title is the Clay Matthews Football Pro Camp or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what that means, a pro camp, other than maybe the kids are supposed to try to emulate the pros, something like that. But it's for youth football players, some like ages 7 to 14, taking place in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. If you happen to live outside of Wisconsin or not too familiar with the area, Ashwaubenon is a suburb of Green Bay. And Clay Matthews today putting on his youth football camp for young players in the area. So good for that to be happening today. Same time, it could be happening even as we speak, for all I know. The Mike and Jessica McCarthy Mike and Jessica McCarthy Golf Tournament is taking place at Nakoma Country Club in Madison today. That's an event that raises money for the American Family Children's Hospital in Madison. And, it's kind of an event that was dating back to taking place for several years now, something that Coach McCarthy's done a couple years running now. It's kind of a multi-day event. Last night they held a fundraiser at a dinner at the Monona Terrace in Madison. So, spending a couple days, a good charity endeavor here. And in fact, this evening, cornerback Charles Woodson is having a wine tasting event at Hobnob Restaurant in Racine, Wisconsin, which is in southern Wisconsin. Proceeds from every bottle of wine sold, of course, go to the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So a lot of charity endeavors, a lot of good things going on. No practice today in the world of the Green Bay Packers. That's why the coach and a couple of the players are able to take part in these community events today. Maybe some of the players are working out on their own, but they reconvene tomorrow in Green Bay for mini camp, and that's where we're going to spend most of our time talking about today on today's episode here of Railbird Central. Mini camp starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 3-day mandatory mini camp. As part of your contract you sign as an NFL player, you are obligated to attend this or be fined if you don't. So it's one of the off-season events that one of the few off-season events that is absolutely mandatory, and you can't get too wrapped up into that, because for the most part, Most players, like really 90+% what we, you know, 95% of the players are taking part in the Packers offseason program voluntarily. So that is a good thing to see always. And I think that happens for the most part, largely the same across the NFL, regardless of team. Maybe not to quite the same extent, but I mean, you know, most football players are taking it part voluntarily and all these things. But regardless, the mandatory minicamp takes place the next 3 days. And if you happen to live in Green Bay or are coming to the area, the only open practice is on Tuesday of this week, which you can actually attend at Ray Nitschke Practice Field and watch the Packers practice. I haven't confirmed the exact time practice is, but during OTAs it was at 11:30 a.m. I assume it's the same during minicamp, but I just haven't checked to confirm. Yeah, so if you want to check things out, go see it tomorrow. What's good, actually, is even though the rest of the minicamp isn't open to the public, it still is, I believe, open to the media. So there will be a blitz of media coverage this week, you know, from the beat writers covering the team, whether it's newspapers, online coverage, or via you know, television or radio reporting as well. So if you're a football fan, you're going to get a blitz of news this week as the off-season program wraps up with the three-day mandatory minicamp. After that, it's just about the deadest time of the NFL's off-season calendar, from mid-June to late July, that month and a half time period. That, you know, just kind of everybody takes vacation from the coaches and the players as they rest up before the grueling nature of minicamp starts too. And you know, really, a lot of media members take vacation during that time too, just because, you know, there's not a whole lot going on. And as they rest up and get ready for a long season of covering football as well. So, you know, get your fix this week. That's what we're going to spend most of this episode talking about. And one of the topics I wanted to touch on is, you know, with the mandatory nature of minicamp here, it's what one player who hasn't taken part in the offseason program is cornerback Charles Woodson. And there's going to be a lot of attention on him this week in Green Bay. You know, he's one of the few players as a 14-year NFL veteran. He's had the option of, you know, he's earned the right not to partake in the Packers offseason program. In fact, he hasn't, you know, ditched out on it entirely. He just hasn't been doing the practicing part, from what I understand. He has been at the facility, has at least checked in on and some general team meetings, or you know, I think there was the report that he got his team issued iPad or whatever, and was at least able to, you know, check out film via that and stuff, things along those lines. But I mean, you know, there's been all this speculation about this offseason about Charles Woodson potentially changing positions and from cornerback to safety, and I'm not even sure that happens in a strict sense. But what you could see is Charles Woodson taking part in more plays at safety than he has in the past, perhaps an increased role there, while still at the same time playing cornerback, manning the slot, things like that, defending the slot, where he's been so good throughout his career in Green Bay. But, you know, this will be the first time he's got to be out there. And, you know, I suppose the Packers, if they so choose, can hold him out of practice. So maybe Charles Woodson still doesn't practice this week. But he's got to be there at least. He has to be in attendance at the minicamp mandatorily, or he is subject to fine. So there will be a lot of attention this week on that, just because of that nature. So GB Packer Fan 1963 comments on the live blog via Twitter: "We have to trust them to know what they're doing regarding Woodson. Absolutely. I mean, I think you have to trust Dom Capers, head coach Mike McCarthy, defensive coordinator Dom Capers, and the position coaches. You know, I think they know what they're doing, and they will utilize Charles Woodson in the optimal sense. And as we speculated here before, I think that his days might be over, at least severely limited as a perimeter corner, a guy who is, you know, out guarding the exterior wide receivers near the sidelines, whereas they'll play him more in the slot and perhaps more often at a safety position, perhaps when the Packers are in their base 3-4 defense. We will see as time goes on. If not during minicamp, during training camp for sure. But yeah, that'll be one item of attention. And you know, I wanted to touch on a couple things today. On basically news making articles, I guess, or you know, discussion worthy articles that kind of came about over the weekend. We're wanting to talk about tight end JerMichael Finley. This is a discussion that's going back, you know, a whole week now, pretty much. Last week, he in interviews that said that he would be freestyling this upcoming season. And that caught a lot of people off guard, or they wondered what JerMichael Finley meant by freestyling. And like I said, this is a discussion that goes back a week, but there was an article over this past weekend by Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that kind of generated a lot of discussion as well. I believe Tyler Dunn met JerMichael Finley at like a local Green Bay restaurant for lunch or dinner, and his wife as well, and kind of wrote a whole feature about it and talked about JerMichael Finley's desire to be a better player. And, you know, it's easy to throw around the word desire. Everybody has a desire to be better, right? No matter what profession you're in, you have a desire to do better, but, you know, actually acting upon that desire is a totally different thing. And that's where Finley's comments on freestyling come into play here. And, you know, there's kind of this negative connotation of freestyling. So, you know, JerMichael Finley, of course, last season, you know, probably better known for his drops than what he actually did on the football field, and kind of had an up and down year. He did a lot of good things, but he did a lot of bad things as well that hurt the team, particularly the second half of the season with the drops. Unfortunate. And so, you know, he wants to improve, obviously, but he makes this comment, he's going to freestyle this year. And like I said, negative connotation. Most people think that means doing your own thing and, you know, rebelling against the man, freestyling it. And, you know, so I think people reacted kind of negatively to that comment. You know, but it can be a thing too, where it's kind of a boom or bust type of proposition that freestyling could happen too. You know, if JerMichael does his own thing and succeeds, well, you know, all of a sudden maybe he's onto something. But you know, what's unfortunate here is, of course, everybody knows JerMichael Finley to be this outspoken type of player. A guy who perhaps doesn't exactly think things through fully before saying them. And I think that's what happened when he uses the word freestyling. He doesn't really think about how the typical fan perceives that word to be and what JerMichael Finley really means. And he's probably not loquacious enough to express it, perhaps, or doesn't have the ability to express it properly. Is it just means he doesn't want to overthink things. He doesn't want to get caught up on thinking on the football field instead of reacting or just acting and being negatively impacted because of it. And, you know, you can understand that. You don't, everybody knows if you're thinking too much in a physical activity, a physical sport, that can do things like slow you down, make you second guess yourself. And those are things you don't want to do on the football field. And that's what I think JerMichael Finley intended to say, wanted to say. But it didn't exactly come across that way. So that's what I think he means by freestyling. In fact, there was kind of a good article, a good column at Packers blog, LombardiAv.com by Raymond T. Rivard. You can go check that out. That kind of gets into Finley's comments on freestyling. And so, JerMichael Finley also said during this interview he is going to go out to California to work with Aaron Rodgers after minicamp. So, you know, like we said, kind of in this month and a half time period that's kind of dead, in which there's no team activities, he's actually going to go out and work with the quarterback, with Aaron Rodgers in California. Because JerMichael Finley said, too, part of the reason for his struggles last season is he didn't have the timing down with Aaron Rodgers exactly. And I think some people kind of shake their head at that and just kind of think that, your issues go beyond the timing. I think people are particularly upset with the drops more than anything. In addition to JerMichael Finley's comments as well, and the things that come out of his mouth, that timing is maybe third or fourth down the list of his issues. But anyways, that JerMichael Finley perceives this to be an issue, and so again, I think people get a little upset with, like, you have your issues in timing with Aaron Rodgers, but yet you want to freestyle and do your own thing, and those don't really jive. But as we said here, JerMichael Finley doesn't really think through what he says. I don't think what he means by freestyling is what everybody else perceives it to be. So you have that. And at least he's trying. He's going all the way out, taking a flight out to California to work with the quarterback of the Packers in the offseason. That can only be perceived as a positive. So everybody knows JerMichael Finley is uber talented. And, it's tough to draw conclusions right now. It's tough to make any judgments about JerMichael Finley right now. The Packers signed him to a contract this offseason. He's going to be a member of the team for the next 2 years. And of course, the Packers made a decision here, signing Finley to a 2-year contract because they don't want to make a long-term commitment to him. They want him to prove himself before they commit to any future years. So, that was a big topic of discussion in the world of the Green Bay Packers over the weekend. And kind of one more article that gained a little bit of traction, got a little bit of discussion going. One on running back Alex Green by an article by Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Did an interview with Green. I assume he interviewed him last week during OTAs, kind of waited a couple days, or, as they wrote the article, or at least by the time it was published. And, basically summing up where Alex Green is in his professional career. Last year, getting cut short by injury, he suffers an ACL. But here, even with his ACL injury, And even with the seeming lack of depth at the Packers' running back position, they must feel pretty good about him, or so surmises Doherty, they must have plans for him if the Packers haven't gone out and signed anybody in free agency, including their own Ryan Grant, who was with the Packers not only last season, but for the past 4 years prior to that. They have the option of signing him. Still do. Ryan Grant hasn't signed with anybody yet. But because they haven't signed him, because they haven't signed anybody else, they must feel pretty good about what they have. And I suppose you can extend that to James Starks, probably the obvious starter, but they must like what they have in Alex Green, and you can extend that to Brandon Sane as well. All these guys, and of course, a lot of people are kind of scratching their heads a little bit at the Packers, thinking like, really? I mean, these guys are not only young, James Starks being the most experienced out of the group, and he's only in his third year in the NFL, but on top of that, they've been injury prone. Starks, of course, missed the majority of his rookie season, several games last year in 2011. Alex Green's coming off this ACL injury. People are looking like, we're going to trust this group of Starks, Green, and Sane. But the Packers, you trust they know what they're doing. We've talked about it before. We got to trust they know what they're doing with Charles Woodson. I think Mike McCarthy and company do probably know more, but it's a risky proposition, that's for sure. There's no doubt about it, and I'm sure that they're aware of that. But yeah, I mean, that's a risk, putting all those eggs in one basket with a untested and perhaps unhealthy group of running backs. I'm sure they're healthy now in the off season, but kind of a group that's been prone to injury in the past. And, they've kind of hedged their bets a little bit by signing some undrafted rookies. Not like that's unheard of. They certainly do that at almost every position every year. But guys like Mark Tyler of USC and Dwayne Bennett of Minnesota will be fighting for jobs with the Packers as well at the running back position. The group is so thin and so inexperienced. You got to almost think they're an injury away from having to sign Ryan Grant or somebody else in free agency. All of a sudden, if Alex Green has a setback in his recovery, or James Starks or Brandon Sane does get injured during training camp, not that we're wishing that upon them, but all of a sudden, even if it's a minor injury where they're just out a week or two or three, that's kind of scary given that the inexperience at the position. So, kind of going back to Alex Green here in the article about him, you can kind of surmise that the Packers maybe have putting some faith in him, and maybe. We will see as time goes on and what the Packers have in store for him during training camp. You kind of hope he's ready. He hasn't participated any of the offseason program this year. You kind of hope that maybe he will be ready to go during training camp when that gets started, or at least maybe if they bring him along slowly, that he'll get up to speed and be ready to go full go by the regular season at least, as they bring him back from injury. That's where we're at this week as the Packers begin mandatory minicamp tomorrow in Green Bay. A couple charity events going on today, community events, and the practice gets back on track tomorrow with the mandatory minicamp and practice Tuesday at Reinicke Field in Green Bay. So we look forward to that. The media coverage will get ramped up again tomorrow from what happens on the football field. So anyway, folks, thank you for joining us here this Monday morning on Railbird Central. We'll be back on Wednesday once again, wrapping up what they do on the field on Tuesday and reacting to it and analyzing it. So looking forward to that Wednesday morning. So join us here again as we have episodes of Railbird Central every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on CheeseheadTV.com. But thanks again, folks. We'll see you Wednesday. I leave you with a song today called Words by Umphrey's McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go. See you Wednesday, everyone.